Hello and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring real world Dar.
That is me.
Millennial Jen, that's me, and not so silent Bob.
That's me, as always.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. In today's episode, we're going to talk about technology, trends, and banking. And this was actually inspired by a conversation we had a couple weeks ago off air. But before we get started, I do want to mention, speaking of technology, Dars wanted to tell our listeners this, and I was like, no, we don't need to, but I'm just going to let people know. When we started recording about 7 months ago, we started in a radio studio. We were recording an hour-long weekly radio program, and we just take segments of our program and turn them into a podcast. But in October, COVID restrictions kicked us out of the recording studio. So now we're at home. I'm sitting in a closet. Dar's in her guest room. Bob's in a hotel room. So we're recording with our own equipment, and the sound quality has changed slightly.
Slightly.
But we're just adapting and doing our best. So thank you, listeners, for still listening.
Thank you.
All right. So technology. Ooh. Here we go. So my question is, how do you use your cell phone and what apps do you use the most?
Ooh.
Or answer your own question. Did you?
I love that. I love that as far as technology. I'll go. This is so funny. Facebook app. I use that daily. The only other app that I will say that I leverage, well, banking app, my banking app, not every day, but that is a frequent app. And, my clock.
Your clock?
Yes. Your clock, is that an app?
It's an app. I think it's an app.
Is it you just app? Use your clock to see the time.
No, not that. But no, like.
Oh, like stopwatch and timer?
Yeah, stopwatch, timer, set an alarm. And I'll tell you why. This is quite interesting because my class that I teach, they go into breakout rooms and they come back from breakout rooms. So I set a timer for that, as well as my clock is my clock and my calendar. I cannot live without my calendar on my phone. That is a number one. I didn't think about that, but that is if that's considered an app. I set it to remind myself to do things or to, you know, remember to do something or remember to call somebody. So I use my clock app quite a bit for that reason.
You didn't mention text app.
I guess that's an app. I didn't think of texting.
Okay. Well, yeah. I have one more follow-up question. Dar, how old were you when you got your first cell phone? Do you remember?
Okay, so I got through all of my college years, obviously without a cell phone. Cell phones were non-existent at that time. The first type of, you know, technology I had was a beeper. You know what a beeper is? They call it a pager or a beeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, what year was that?
I was in college. I might have had a beeper in high school. I think I did have a beeper in high school.
You go to a payphone or what?
Oh yeah, you use payphones or and like even when I traveled abroad, and this was Finland. This was 1997-98 when I went to Finland. We still bought calling cards. So that's how email had just started when I was in during my college years. So when I went to Finland in 97-98, email really was only for college students at that time. So email started as a dot, like a EDU. So it was really for college students, and then it, you know, took off pretty fast after that. And so,
wow.
Yeah, I
a
would
beeper.
Communicate with my boyfriend by email, or we set a time to talk on Saturdays, and we would call using calling cards.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Bobbo. Okay, right. Now to you. What apps? I know Bob uses his texting app on the daily.
Yes. You know,
and he hasn't mastered that texting app because when he says. when he sends group texts to us, sometimes they go through and sometimes they don't.
I know. You know why? Because the app that I've got two texting apps. One, you don't have to do anything. When you do a group thing, it stays group. This other one that I like better, and I've used it, every time you do a group text, like when you go back to it, I've got to go and do settings, and I've got to hit the share with the group. If I don't do it, it goes to everybody, but then people can't respond to each other.
So yeah, I get separate emails from you or texts from you. So yeah, I never know like
if I got it. Yeah, when I get them, I'm like, why is Bob only texting me? So I didn't know that you were actually getting them separately. So that's
I send it to both always, and and it goes separately, which is it's kind of cool that you can do that. It's like an email, you know, if you want to send a bunch out. Not everybody wants to hear what everybody's got to say all the time instantly.
Right.
So that's a good thing. But I got to remember every time I do a group text, I got to make sure I hit that little button. Because if I don't, it goes to you, but then you respond to me personally.
Yeah.
And I've been yelled at by my son, by my daughter-in-law.
We never yelled at you, but in the background,
no, we just
like,
thought, huh, that's weird.
What in the world is going on?
Well, because it's like every other time. It's like you'll get a group one, and then you get just one from Bob, and then you get a group one, and then it's hit or miss. You
I never know.
Like, what? That's funny. Okay, so what else? You text funny.
Let me start. I have to go back and give you some background. So you
just
asked
a little bit of background, Bob.
A little bit. Okay. You asked Dara when she got her first cell phone. I didn't get my first TV until I was 12 years old. So, I mean, that's when
what
we started.
Year was
and, and I was in the city of Chicago. I was raised in the city. So that city, that's not way out in the country. So
it's like 1954?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Okay. So probably. Bob gets a TV in 1954. So we're going back that far with technology.
Yep. And so I start with TV. And matter of fact, I went through I went through records, which now are coming back, of course.
How'd you skip 8-tracks, Bob?
And then there was 8-track tape.
Oh,
that's
records,
right.
Then 8-tracks. Okay.
Yep. And then there was the cassette, but there was something before cassettes too. Was that the 8-track?
Yeah.
And then cassettes, and then CDs, and now it's MP3. And, you know, every time it happens, they say, I am not switching. I have spent all this money on this music. I'll be darned if I go back and do it again. But I usually give in. As a matter of fact, that's the way technology has worked for me. I always swear, I'm not doing that. And then before I know it, I'm doing it.
His body language right now, because when he said MP3, he almost had like a whole black woman
attitude.
Neck thing going.
I mean, I was not going to do Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I was not going to do Messenger. That was the last thing I was not going to do. And then I remember when the email thing started. I was working at tech at the time. It's going to save time, they told me. You'll have more time to do other things. Baloney. Email took up all kinds of time. They lied to us.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, they did.
So, we live on, who doesn't email. Live on their email anymore? Yeah. I live on my email.
It's terrible. Yeah. And I always think, like, when I'm away from the office or I go on vacation, I always say the emails just don't stop. The only time they stop is when, like, Christmas, Thanksgiving, when everybody is off.
Yeah.
Just because you go away on vacation, you got, like, tons of emails waiting for you when you get back. That is annoying.
So back to the apps on the phone. I'm trying to make it faster here. I guess, you know, I do the same thing as you guys do probably. I do Facebook. I got into Messengers because a lot of the people that I met and fell in love with from IPS, from international programs at the university, are international students, and they seem to like Messengers. So I really got into this whole Messenger thing. I love the weather apps. Weather Underground and AccuWeather. I have all three of them, and I will compare all
of
three.
Your background in weather
meteorology. That's right. Yeah, And Carol always asks me. She says, "So what's the weather going to be? How about next week?" And I always tell her, "You know that anything that's a week long, I can tell you what they're telling you, but don't believe it. It's probably not going to happen." The one thing good about being a meteorologist is that It's one of the few professions in the world that you can be wrong more than 50% of the time and still have a job, right?
Yeah, some job security for you.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Other than that...
Oh, sorry, Bob.
Okay.
Oh, Bob's still going. Bob's list is long, Dar. Is there any...
Newsbreak is an app that I use. It's got, you know, local news and all kinds of news stuff. I do that. Fitbit. I'm on Fitbit a lot. Always checking out my sleep score when I wake up in the morning. First thing Carol and I say, so how did you sleep last night? Well, I got to look.
I love that so much. So, Bob, how old were you when you got your first cell phone? Do you remember?
I was old. I mean, it was a flip phone. Mm-hmm. And maybe the first one wasn't even a flip phone. The flip phone was like the next technology up. I had a flip phone. And I didn't want to give up that flip phone. But you know what got me to give it up? I saw people doing voice to text. I thought that was the coolest thing I've ever seen because I'm, you know, with one little fat finger that I've got here and I'm always screwing it up. I mean, it took me forever to do a text or anything, and text started becoming a big thing. My kids kept texting me and they wanted their dad to text them back. So I thought, I'm going to do it. And I did
There's
it. And I love it.
There's those kids under the bus again this week.
I'm really glad we're having this discussion because I often wonder sometimes when Bob texts me why my name is like George or Bob or Jimmy. But now it's all making sense. Bob's texts all make sense now.
So much clearer now.
I do everything voice to text. I even do emails voice to text. And then I go ahead and if I have to be careful with it, I do voice to text. And then I go ahead. That's on my phone. And then I go and open my laptop up and then I, you know, read it and try and make sure I didn't screw something up. I have done some really terrible thing on voice to text. Really vulgar things. I won't even say what the words were, but oh my God, I've been so embarrassed a couple times.
That is so funny. Well, I have to say, before I move on to me, I think it is so impressive, Bob, that you adapt to this technology because the more technology that comes out, the more overwhelmed I get. And I grew up with technology. Not like my kids. My kids know everything. Like my little one-year-old's like, okay, Google, play music. And like she's one. Yeah. So I'm not that tech savvy, but I get overwhelmed by it. So I think you're very impressive.
Yes.
I realize my grandma was born, I don't know, 10 years before you, but she would have been the same generation. She never had the internet. She never had Facebook. She never had a cell phone. So I think you're very, very cool, Bob.
Thank you, Jen. But I attribute that to working at the university and being around a lot of young people. That's why it happened.
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that when I'm older. I'll just be around the young kids. All right, so I used to be on Facebook all the time, but I feel like Facebook is dying. I feel like it got taken over by old people.
Oh,
so now I'm jumping on the TikTok train with all the Gen Z, and they're so mad at all the millennials because like during the pandemic, all these older millennials jumped on TikTok. So now I spend most of my time on TikTok, and somebody called it.
How do you say it? Do you say you're TikToking?
I don't say it. I just go on
TikTok. No, I'm
just saying,
what do people say? Are they TikToking?
Or
they're just
on
TikTok? Okay, I'm just trying to get
I don't know the hip lingo for it because, I've only been
on
it. Yeah, well, I'm not supposed to, but I am. It's so funny, though. I'm learning so much.
Yeah, like,
all right.
Like tweeting, right? TikToking, tweeting.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Tweeting is dead too. I feel like tweeting is over. Facebook is over. So I started on MySpace, which was like one of the first social networks.
MySpace.
And that got trampled on by the Facebook.
Yeah.
And now I feel like, you know, I actually, TikTok, I feel like I'm actually not late to the game. I'm a little late, but I'm not too late. You know, I was right on Facebook when it started. I was there.
Wow.
And then,
you're considered an early adapter.
I mean, I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so. Because I'm trying to grow a following, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, other than that, I also use my Gmail. I live on my Gmail.
Yeah.
And, I can't think of anything else I do on my phone. Messenger? I do bank, but I mostly bank. Not really, no. Oh, Marco Polo. That is the other app I live on. Bob, you would love Marco Polo.
I've been on Marco Polo. I did, and I actually enjoyed it the little window of time that I was on it.
What is it?
It's a video recording app.
Oh.
It's like texting, but with videos. So all you do is you turn on your camera, you send a message, and it sends the video message to whoever you're trying to send it to.
Really? It's like, and that's an app. It's called the Marco Polo app?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like, you know, the word Marco Polo, you know, remember the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's adapted, you know, the phrase, the name of it is kind of tied to that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So I forget. I do that. All my high school friends... Yeah, I stay in touch with my friends from high school on Marco Polo. And so every day we just send each other a quick video message. And so if I look at my phone usage, that's a big one. All right. So
Jen, what about the banking part of it? Do you do anything like do you do all your banking online and stuff? I'm just curious. I don't do it. My wife does it.
This might blow your mind. But when I get a check.
I think we should cliffhanger it and do it for another episode.
Yeah, it's true, because we're getting close. So we're going to say banking then, because everyone's dying to know how we bank.
Yes. And then we can share account numbers and everything.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I was just going to say, Bob's got to practice talking about banking without account number.
I want passbooks. Passwords, I mean.
Passbooks.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm very curious to hear how Bob still pays bills. I'm curious. Ooh, all right. Well, that is that for today's episode. We want to thank you for listening. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can reach out to us. Contact us through email at genxyandi@gmail.com. That's genxyandi. I didn't do that very well. if you're smart enough to figure that out, send us an email. All right, everybody. That's the best I could do.
I loved it.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.